Okay, so today we're going to be learning the many practical aspects regarding Hilchos Tzitzis, specifically Simen Chet, Seif Yud through Tes Vav, which is this where we are up to in our learning of the daily learning, but also try to mainly focus on practical questions. And I'm indebted to Rabbi Gershon Meltzer in his Sefer Living Halacha for a lot of the Halacha Lamaisa aspects. And also, of course, I'm not a post-sec. I'm just relaying to you guys what other rabbis much greater than me have said. So, of course, double-check everything I say in your specific situation with your local rabbi who understands your situation. I apologize for any mistakes that I may make. All right, so question number one, very relevant. Should I wear my tzitzis on top of my shirt or under my shirt? Now, you might think that's like a funny question because everybody wears their tzitzis under your shirt. But it's interesting, in the actual Lashon of the Torah, it's also brought down in the Beis Yosef. And if you read carefully, even in the Shulchan Aruch itself, it does write that ideally one should wear your tzitzis over your shirt. Indeed, that is the custom of many chassidim and people in camp when things are very chill. People often wear their tzitzis over their shirts. This is a good practice, a beautiful practice. It makes a lot of sense because the whole idea of tzitzis is that you should see the tzitzis. And so it's like our special army, you know, uniform. So it makes a lot of sense. This is a, you remember, originally people didn't necessarily wear kippahs and, you know, so it was the biblical garb showing you're a proud Jewish man. At the same time, the Arizal apparently wrote it's better to be more tzanua in this case for Kabbalistic reasons. And for that reason, and maybe in reality for other reasons too, maybe people were a little bit ashamed. But for whatever reason, it developed the general custom is to wear the tzitzis under the shirt. And you certainly fulfill the mitzvahs if you're not wearing your tzitzis out like everybody does. But it's good to know that if you want to wear your tzitzis over your shirt sometimes, maybe in Shabbos in Yerushalayim or in Brooklyn where almost everyone's Jewish. So yeah, you can wear your shirt out. It's probably a hit or mitzvah according to the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch. Now that leads to question number two. The actual strings of my tzitzis, should I tuck them out or should I tuck them in? So in this question, the Mishnah Brura is actually quite harif, and he's quoting many other rabbis too, like the Magen Avraham, and he believes absolutely we should tuck our tzitzis out. Mishnah Brura brings a few reasons. First of all, he says we should be showing that we're proud of our gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to us. Imagine a king gave us a special gift. We would show it off, our medallion. So that's our tzitzis, our special gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Actually, according to the Midrash, it was given to Adam right after he got kicked out of the Garden of Eden. What a special gift. So we should wear it out. And to tuck it in is almost like you're ashamed. Secondly, the whole idea is uritamoto. You should see it. Uzchartam and kol mitzvot Hashem. If you're tucking it in, you're not going to see the mitzvahs. So for that reason, the Mishnah Berurah feels very strongly you should tuck it out. Especially, he doesn't like when, you know, people are ashamed of wearing tzitzis and they tuck it in so the Gentiles will not see. So he does not like that practice. And certainly nowadays in Eretz Yisrael, or in general, really, we can tuck our tzitzis and be proud. With that said, there are rabbis who defend the practice of tucking tzitzis in. For example, the Or Litzion writes that the general Sfaradi practice is to tuck your tzitzis in. And I believe he quotes the Arizal to also be referring to tucking them in. And there's an Indian of Tzniut. And you still fulfill the mitzvah because when you put on the tzitzis in the morning, you see the mitzvah. And that's the Iker time to see the tzitzis. So, so he defends the practice of tucking it in. Actually, interestingly, I just read that the Magen Avraham felt that the reason we tuck our tzitzis in when we go into a cemetery is because then we're not fulfilling the mitzvah when they're tucked in. So the Magen Avraham feels very strongly that in general we should tuck them out. But we know that many, many great rabbis would tuck their tzitzis in. I believe the minhag of Rav Soloveitchik, and many, many in the YU world, and in general, there are many, many different rabbis would tuck their tzitzis in. So certainly, one should ask their father what their minhag is, ask their rabbi what the proper minhag is. Some wrote that it's like being motzi laz on those before them. If you wear your tzitzis out, it's like saying you're better than those before you in previous generations. And we don't want to brag about we're better than them. Others don't like that rationale. They say, we're not bragging. We're just trying to fulfill the mitzvahs. On a personal level, I do feel like it's great to tuck your tzitzis out. And I would encourage one to do that in general. But certainly there's what to rely upon both directions in terms of in and out. And you should not make a fight about it. Do whatever will bring the most nachas ruach to your family and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever you truly feel is serving Hashem best. Okay, so that's in terms of in or out. More practical shailas. One is, what do you do when you take off your tzitzis? Do you have to make a new bracha? Should you make a new bracha when you put it back on? So let's say you're going to the mikvah. Do you, or you're taking a shower in the day. Do you have to make a new bracha? Let's say you're playing sports. Let's say you're going swimming. So what is a halacha? So the halacha is, if there was a hesach hadas, then a new bracha would be necessary. Hesach hadas meaning an interruption of your thought process. So the question is, what's considered a hesach hadas? So in this, it's not super clear, but Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach wrote in some places 2 hours and in other places 3 hours. And similarly, I believe the Shulchan Aruch Harav also gave some sort of hagdara similar to that. So if you're going to go for a quick mikvah or a quick shower, then certainly one should not make a new bracha. If you're going to have a long game of ultimate frisbee and it's going to be a 2 hour break, there would be reason to say that maybe you should say a new bracha on your tzitzis. Or if you went swimming for a long time, as long as it's over about 2 hours, one probably could make the argument to make a new bracha. If you want to get out of the safek, the biur halacha suggests that one have in mind, if you know today I'm going to go play sports, one have in mind that my bracha now should only be until I play sports. And then when you put your tzitzis back on, you're certainly required to do a new bracha. Alternatively, you could have in mind that my bracha should, when I say the bracha, that my bracha should continue for that entire period. This is especially helpful if you're between 2 and 3 hours, it's that suffix area. If it's a 5 hour break, then maybe even having it in mind, I'm not sure if that would cover you. Another way to avoid this situation, the shaila is if you switch pairs of tzitzis, then certainly you would be obligated to make a new bracha on mitzvah tzitzis. So personally, when I play ultimate frisbee, I wear a different pair of tzitzis. I wear, four frisbee. So when I put on that pair of tzitzis, I make a new bracha because I wasn't covered when I said my bracha on my talis. And that's the proper thing to do. And that gets you out of the suffix for sure. And if I put on my regular tchelis tzitzis, then I should make a different bracha when I put it on later in the day. Okay, speaking of that, another practical super issue is undershirt tzitzis. Can and should one wear undershirt tzitzis? A lot of times people wear it when playing sports in the summer. So this too is a little bit of a machlokes. Some of the poskim are not thrilled with it for a few reasons. So one question is an undershirt garment considered kavadik? So there's reason to argue based on the Arizal and Rav Fisher. Other mystics say that maybe if it's gathering perspiration, it's not the best to put your tzitzis on directly onto your body. So that's from a Kabbalistic perspective. Rav the Or Litzion once again defends the practice and says he doesn't believe it's a problem to wear underwear shirt tzitzis. He doesn't believe it's disrespectful. Another possible issue might be Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, when it comes to Kriya, we're not sure. The Ramah says we don't tear an undergarment because maybe that's not considered a real beged. But one could argue with that too and say that when it comes to an undergarment, maybe it's not a bizayon, it's not a disgrace to rip up the undergarment, so that we shouldn't do kriya with. But when it comes to a regular definition of a beged, there's no reason to assume it's not considered a beged. So maybe we could actually consider it a beged. At the end of the day, there's definitely what to rely upon to wear an underwear garment. If it's polyester, then it's a different issue. Do we consider that the right type of material? It's a shear for another day, so probably better not to use polyester if you don't have to. You have to make sure the tzitzis are begadim, totally, you know, majority of it goes down the side. But there's definitely what to rely upon to wear undergarment tzitzis, especially if a person's not going to wear any tzitzis otherwise, so certainly one can. But I guess it would be a better, you know, chumrah to wear not undergarment tzitzis. That brings me to our next issue of what about wearing tzitzis when playing sports? So on this, it would seem to be better to wear tzitzis even when you're playing sports. Some feel that it'd be disrespectful to wear tzitzis and get them all sweaty when playing sports. I'm not sure if we would consider it disrespectful. It seems like that's what it's made for. It's a garment, and your dafka when you play sports, it's helpful to wear tzitzis. I think honestly, it's sometimes uncomfortable to wear tzitzis when you're playing sports. I think that's usually why people don't wear tzitzis when playing sports. Of course, one's not obligated, you know, one's never really obligated to wear tzitzis, but I would say it's a mitzvah. It's a good thing to do to wear tzitzis even when playing sports. Again, dafka when you're playing sports, a lot of times we need that reminder that Hashem is watching over us. And it's a good thing to do when you're bored to, you know, count your tzitzis and check your tzitzis. It's something fun to do. And it makes you look really frum. So I'm a big fan personally, as is Rabbi Gershon Meltzer in his Sefer. Okay, another interesting issue comes up explicitly in the Shulchan Aruch. It's really interesting. What is considered a hesech? What happens when your talis falls off of you? So, basically, if the garment is still on you at least a little bit, if the talis didn't completely fall off of you, so certainly the Rama would say there's reason to not make a new bracha. Safek bracha sahakel. If you're an Ashkenazi, don't make a new bracha. What if the tzitzis completely falls off of you in the middle of your davening? So according to the Shulchan Aruch, the Rama, and the Mishnah Berurah, you really should make a new bracha because it's the Hesech Hadas. And yet the minhag is usually we don't say a new bracha. This is really fascinating. So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says our minhag is generally we don't say a new bracha. And it's similar to a situation where if your tefillin had become removed from your head, and then by accident, that wouldn't be considered a hesech das. And if you removed your tefillin and you put your tefillin back, you wouldn't say a new bracha. So he writes similarly that maybe that's why if your talis falls off for a split second, it wouldn't be considered hesech das, and you would not have to make a new bracha. Again, this is a very interesting example of where if you read the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch, it seems clear you should say a new bracha, but the minhag is not to say a new bracha, and we follow the minhag of Am Yisrael, certainly as Ashkenazim. I'm not sure if you're a Sephardi Posek what the halacha would be. You could ask your rabbi. If you really want to get out of it and be a frumi, when you say your bracha in the morning, according to Bi'ur Halacha, again, you can have in mind to cover even if your talis falls off of you. Another question that comes up is, can I lend my talis out to my friend when he needs an aliyah? Technically, the Shulchan Aruch seems to imply it would be hesech hadas, so it would be better not to do it. But for Ashkenazim, the Rama writes it's not a hesech hadas, so you could lend out your talis without worrying, without thinking twice about it. Okay, final practical halacha for today. And this is also mentioned explicitly in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah, a lot of discussion about this. How many brachas should I make in the morning, if I wear a talis, let's say I'm a Yeki or I'm a Svardi or I'm married, if I'm wearing a talis in shul, so should I say a bracha on my tzitzis, al mitzvah tzitzis, and then say an litatef when I get to shul? Or do I just say one bracha on litatef and it covers my tzitzis? So what I do personally is I sleep with my tzitzis, which is the minhag generally, I don't know always, but generally, the minhag of the Arizal, And then you can't say a bracha on the tzitzis because you slept in it. And then you say the bracha on litatev, and it covers your talit katan. Now, another way to get around this issue, because it's a suffix whether two brachas are made, is if you put your talis on at home, and then you also, you know, it's there's no hesach hadas there, so you say the bracha on the talis, and it definitely covers your mitzvah tzitzis on your talit katan, and there's no big time difference. Now, if you want to say a bracha on your talit katan and on your talit gadol, what you should do is not sleep with your tzitzis. Go like the opinion of the Magen Avraham, and say a bracha of amitzvah tzitzis, and make sure that there is some sort of hesach hadas between your home and going to shul, if there's a little bit of time, or as happens more often, let's say there's a long distance between home and shul, so then you can say litatef on your talis, and you get your both brachas in. If they're very close to each other, then there wouldn't be a hesach hadas, and there'd be a suffik. But in general, our shuls are, you know, far enough away that you could probably rely upon that opinion, and so all three of those options are legitimate and fine regarding talis and tzitzis. Something we should bear in mind is if you change your talit katan, so then, you know, your original bracha on your litatef only covered your original talit katan. But if you have a new talit katan, as I often do, because I change my tzitzis when I play sports, then you should make a new bracha on your new pair of tzitzit. Okay. Whew, a lot of practical halachas. And again, this is all based on Mishnah Berurah Shulchan Aruch and Living Halacha, beautiful sefer by Gershon Melzer. Have a beautiful day. Hope this was helpful. If you have any questions, send me an email, send me a WhatsApp. And Bezrat Hashem, we're going to continue learning daily Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, and sending out the practical summaries of what we learned together. If you want to get in on this halacha mastery program, be in touch. Have a great day.